Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lean Thinking, Banish Waste, and Create Wealth in Your Corporation is a business and management book by James P. Womack and Daniel T. Jones that helped define the language of modern lean management, first published in the 1990s and later revised and updated. It explains how organizations can improve performance by focusing on customer value and systematically removing waste from every step of a process. The book is rooted in the Toyota production system, but it is not limited to manufacturing theory. Its purpose is to generalize lean principles so they can be applied across industries and functions. Rather than offering a narrow toolkit, it presents a framework for redesigning how work moves through an organization. Its appeal comes from combining clear concepts with practical examples, making it useful for managers, executives, and readers beginning a lean journey who want to understand both the logic and the discipline behind continuous improvement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the five lean principles as a complete operating logic. The book is best known for defining lean through five linked principles specifying value, identifying the value stream, creating flow, establishing pull, and pursuing perfection. These are not presented as isolated techniques, but as a system that changes how an organization thinks about work. Value begins with the customer, which forces companies to examine whether what they produce actually matters to the buyer. The value stream then exposes every step required to deliver that value, making waste visible rather than hidden inside departments or handoffs. Flow reduces delays and interruptions by smoothing the movement of work, while pull replaces forecast-driven production with response to real demand. Perfection is the discipline of treating improvement as ongoing rather than finite. The importance of this structure is that it gives lean a clear internal logic. Instead of copying tools piecemeal, a company can use the principles as a sequence for redesigning processes and measuring whether changes genuinely reduce waste and increase value. Secondly, value stream mapping as the practical way to see waste. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that improvement starts with seeing the whole system, not just local tasks. Value stream mapping is the method used to trace every action, delay, and handoff involved in delivering a product or service. This matters because many forms of waste remain invisible when managers focus only on department-level efficiency or individual performance. A process may look busy while still wasting time, materials, space, or effort. By mapping the stream, leaders can identify non-value-adding steps, duplicated work, excess inventory, waiting, and other forms of muda. The book treats this visual perspective as a discipline of diagnosis before action. It prevents superficial fixes and helps teams ask which activities truly contribute to customer value. The deeper implication is organizational value stream thinking encourages cross-functional collaboration because waste often appears between functions, not within them. That makes the method more than a charting exercise. It becomes a way to redesign the architecture of work around the customer rather than around internal convenience. Thirdly, flow and pull as the mechanism for faster, more responsive operations. Lean thinking argues that real performance improvement comes from changing how work moves, not just from reducing cost in isolated areas. Flow means arranging value-creating activities so that products or services move continuously with minimal interruption, delay, or rework. This reduces throughput time and exposes problems quickly because inefficiencies are no longer hidden inside long queues or large batches. Pull complements flow by producing only in response to actual demand instead of pushing output based on forecasts. In the book, this shift is important because forecast-driven systems commonly create excess inventory, overproduction, and complexity. Pull disciplines the organization to respond to the customer rather than to internal assumptions. Together, flow and pull create a more adaptive operating model. Fewer assets are tied up, lead times shrink, and quality problems surface sooner. The book's analysis shows that these are not just production techniques. They are ways of coordinating entire systems so that resources are used more intelligently and customers experience faster, more reliable delivery. Fourthly, waste elimination as a management discipline, not a one-time cleanup. The book repeatedly emphasizes that lean is defined by the relentless removal of waste. But its meaning goes beyond simple cost-cutting. Waste is treated as any activity that consumes resources without creating customer value, whether that is excess motion, waiting, overproduction, defects, inventory, or unnecessary processing. The practical point is that waste often becomes normalized inside organizations, especially when processes are inherited from previous routines or protected by departmental boundaries. Lean thinking challenges managers to question every step with disciplined skepticism. This makes waste elimination a management practice rather than a temporary initiative. The authors also connect this discipline to supporting methods such as just-in-time thinking, root cause analysis, 5S, and PDCA cycles, which help organizations maintain order and learn from problems instead of repeatedly absorbing them. The significance of this approach is that it shifts improvement from heroic intervention to systematic observation and correction. Companies do not become lean by declaring efficiency goals. They become lean by building habits that make waste impossible to ignore. Lastly, extending lean beyond the factory into the lean enterprise. Although the book is grounded in manufacturing, one of its most important claims is that lean can be extended across the full enterprise and across industries. The authors argue that the same principles apply to product development, order fulfillment, supplier relationships, and service processes because waste and delay are not limited to shop floors. This broad application helps explain why the book became influential well beyond automotive production. It suggests that an organization should be designed around linked value creating activities from raw materials or concept development all the way to the customer. That perspective changes how leaders think about scale, coordination, and responsibility. Instead of optimizing separate departments, they are pushed to optimize the end-to-end chain. The book stands out because it does not treat lean as a set of manufacturing tricks. It presents lean as a general management system that can reshape corporations into more responsive and economically disciplined enterprises. This makes it especially valuable for readers who want a strategic framework rather than a narrow operations manual. In conclusion, lean thinking is most valuable for managers, executives, operations leaders, and students of management who need a clear framework for improving performance without relying on vague efficiency slogans. It is also useful for readers beginning a lean journey because it explains the core logic of lean in a way that is both accessible and disciplined. The practical benefit of the book is that it teaches readers how to identify customer value, expose waste, redesign process flow, and build systems that respond to real demand. Its intellectual benefit is that it links these ideas into a coherent management philosophy rather than a collection of tools. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out for its historical importance and conceptual clarity. It does not merely recommend working harder or cutting costs. It redefines how organizations should think about value creation end-to-end. That makes it especially enduring. Readers who want a foundational text on lean management, continuous improvement, and process design will find it more substantial than a typical business bestseller because it offers both a system of thought and a practical method for change. If you would like to support James P. Womack, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.